Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. A man's fronting the Mount Gambier Magistrates Court today, charged over the Coorong fatal crash. A 60-year-old cyclist died from injuries sustained after a suspected hit-run along the Princes Highway on Thursday morning. At 5 p.m. yesterday, a 37-year-old Mount Gambier man who had allegedly been the driver of a truck at the time of the collision was identified in Narra Court and arrested. His bail's been refused and he'll answer to charges of caused death by dangerous driving, leaving the scene of an accident, and two counts of driving without due care. The state government has come to the table pledging $10 million for the Mount Gambier Community and Recreation Hub project. This, added to $15 million already pledged by the federal government, means the project will proceed. Council is now considering an additional $5 million contribution to the hub. Member for Mount Gambier Troy Bell says he can't wait to see it come to fruition.
For years, people have been talking to me about wanting a covered swimming pool. This project delivers on that. This project also delivers on a conference facility for Mount Gambier, holding, 1,700 people. So we can start attracting major conferences and expos to our region.
And every student who wants to study science, technology, engineering or mathematics at uni or TAFE is encouraged to apply for a scholarship program. The federal government's offering $58.1 million to over 3,150 students in regional and remote areas. In Mount Gambier and District Cricket, two big pursuits and some desperate fielding is the likely story of play tomorrow as Round 7 of the Barber Shield concludes. West Gambier need 258 more runs to snatch a victory over Panola. Westies sit at 1 for 28 at the crease. East Gambier need an astounding 364 runs to beat North Sportsmen's, who put on a clinic when batting last week. Meantime, Mill Lell only managed 152 runs against South Gambier. Souths have lost three wickets and need 95 more runs to win. Five-year-old Mount Gambier Mayor Tani Tiara has taken out the 2019 Coonawarra Vignerons Cup. Raquel Clark helped steer the winning horse to victory, separating themselves from Past the Glass and Strategic Glass at the 250-metre mark to win by a length.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.